The report looked at tax and census data over the last 3 decades, and it says incomes at the top of the wealth spectrum have increased dramatically, while the bottom has hardly budged. Liz DuPont Deal is with the advocacy group the Connecticut Association for Human Services, which wrote the report, along with Connecticut Voices for Children.
So the gap between the very richest and the very poorest quintiles, the top 20% and the bottom 20%, formerly was ranked 46, and now it's grown to the third worst. And that is since 1977.
She says the top 1% in Connecticut now earns nearly 30% of all the state's adjusted gross income.
The disparity is important because increasingly research is showing that the more unequal a society is, the lower the chance that people have the ability to attain mobility with their situation.
Meaning it's harder for the poor people to stop being poor. The advocacy groups say lawmakers should mitigate the negative effects of inequality by raising the minimum wage and indexing it to keep up with inflation, making sure the state's unemployment insurance system is solvent, making the tax code more progressive, and strengthening Medicaid and the Earned Income Tax Credit. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.